Harper Teen and Harper Audio present The Song That Moves the Sun by Anna Bright. Performed by Stacey Glemboski, Emily Lawrence, and Nick Afka Thomas. Content warning. Readers should be advised that this novel deals heavily with anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses. It also makes reference to suicide, disordered eating, and infertility, and contains content that may be triggering to readers with emetophobia. For fuller details, see www.annabrightbooks.com/novels. A note before we begin. For a map, as well as a list of resources and numbers to call, please be sure to download the enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/The Song That Moves the Sun. For my brother Zach, whose heart is shaped just like mine. Here, vigor failed the lofty fantasy, but now was turning my desire and will, even as a wheel that equally is moved, the love which moves the sun and other stars. Dante, Paradiso.
1287. We begin at the center. In June of 1287, Dante Alighieri would have sworn the Republic of Florence was the center of the universe. It was the crown jewel of Toscana, a bright carnelian bead threaded on the River Arno, the city that would one day be the beating heart of the rebirth that would change all of Europe. It had raised him on gossip, nurtured him from a tender age on rivalry and intrigue. But Dante saw clearly that night the fate that awaited him amid Florence's high stone towers and warring families, and his heart quailed. He was nothing special among the family of Gemma, his affianced bride. Her cousins and brothers and uncles, the Donati men, were brawlers, fighting men who earned their coin as mercenaries. In their household, he would be nobody. Gemma Donati had been his father's choice following a shrewd evaluation of potential brides from the city's great houses. Dante had circled Florence alongside the elder Alighieri, feeling as though he were winding through the circles of hell. And here was its lowest point, just outside Arezzo, some 2 days' journey from Florence. The city was in flames. The warring factions that dominated Toscana and its neighbouring states professed devotion to one mother church, but theirs was a bloody, vicious sibling rivalry, with each insisting it was her favourite child, an adherent switching sides over the years. Such a change in loyalties was the source of the coup in Arezzo, where the Donati men had been summoned to aid the besieged members of their faction. And they had brought Dante with them. Great crowds of soldiers jostled and shoved in the dark as they made ready outside Arezzo's walls. Torchlight gleamed on steel plating and leather armour, on the chestnut flanks of their mounts. The air was full of the singing of swords and the stamping and snorting of horses, of the shouts of the fighters, of the stink of flame and spilled blood. Dante's head swam with it all. With the noise and the light and the salt smell of bodily humours. He had trudged here with Gemma's male relatives to battle alongside them, to prove himself one of them, however reluctantly. But Dante was not a fighting man. He would never be one of them. He would only humiliate himself if he tried. Heart full of fear and resentment, he turned his eyes away from the besieged city.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?